Coronavirus Update. I'm Rita Foley with an AP News Minute. Three more senators have tested positive for COVID and are in isolation. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
All three of the senators, a Republican, a Democrat, and an Independent, have been vaccinated. The office of Mississippi Senator Roger Wicker says he sought testing because of mild symptoms, adding the 70-year-old Republican is in good health and being treated by his doctor in Mississippi. Senator Angus King of Maine, who's 77, says he was tested because he felt ill. Democrat John Hickenlooper of Colorado, age 69, says he tested positive, but is feeling fine. Recently, South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham announced that he had contracted the virus, even though he was fully vaccinated. The Senate is on recess this week. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Starting today, you'll have to show you're fully vaccinated if you want to eat, drink, or exercise indoors in San Francisco. I'm Rita Foley.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I always on television watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.